This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
And let me go on to this first, because there's something...
Straight in.
Well, I mean, Tottenham were crap last week at United. I went for them to win. You know, they won their two seasons running. I just can't explain how bad they were. I'm sure the manager can't either. But look at this game here. You've got Tottenham-Leicester, and then the game we've talked about a few moments earlier, Southampton-Burnley. Right, so Leicester are way below Burnley in the table. Well, not way below, but 3 or 4 points below. So they're probably a worse side than Burnley. And Southampton and Tottenham are locked, you know, on 50 points. Southampton are 4-9. Tottenham are 6-10. You know, why is that? Why are Southampton rated more sure to beat Burnley than Tottenham are to beat Leicester?
A lot of reaction to that loss at Old Trafford, perhaps.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't, any punter worth his salt knows you don't just go on one result. You know, you go on 5 or 6, unless it doesn't suit your case.
I love it.
I'm going to go for that. I mean, Tottenham are odds on, not far off 1-2 territory, 6-10, but I can't make a case. But 9-2 Leicester. Oh, come on, they've won 4 games all season out of 28. And the only 9-2 to win at Tottenham, I think that's a criminal price.
Just to go back to something you just mentioned as well, when you're comparing it to Southampton versus Burnley, you'd swap Sean Dyche for Nigel Pearson in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, one of them seems positive in post-match press conferences, and the other one just seems confrontationally. I just think Pearson's lost it.
I like him though.
Yeah, you might like the firing desire he shows, but he's not a manager not a Premier League manager in my opinion.
No, and they've I think he knows as well. There's only so long you can just keep saying, "Oh, we're unlucky again."
Yeah,
because time's running out, isn't it? You know, they're down for me. You know, there's no way they escape. Famous last words, of course. I can't really add anything to what Derek's saying. I don't get it. Tottenham should be 1-3. Here, in my book. I mean, what have they done wrong at home? All right, they drew with West Ham. But, you know, they were 2 down in that game and came back and rescued a point out of it. All right, you know, I understand maybe we should have, you know, maybe they should be doing better than that. But, they had been in that game with Fiorentina, and they had Europa League football on the Thursday. They haven't got that now. And they were bad. But we know Tottenham will throw in a bad performance now and again. But they tend to bounce back as well. I just think 6-10 is not my kind of price necessarily. But I think of all the short prices in the Premier League this weekend, that's got to be the one, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's
but, you know,
right.
And you know, I don't want to be back in Harry Kane at 4-5. But any time, despite the fact that I think he's a cracking player,
that's not bad though. I don't think.
No, but Harry Kane to score first, maybe at 9-2, might be a nice way in. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win 6-5. I think Tottenham win. It's just finding a way of backing them with a better value. I think. I mean, you know, Leicester do score. You know, that's not. You know, the 2-0 defeat at Man City was the first time they hadn't scored in the Premier League at home in six matches. That the last time they failed to score away from home was at West Ham on the 20th of December. So, you know, they can get a goal. Now, if you think Tottenham are just on the way in a little bit, or they're not quite at it, then Tottenham to win and both teams to score might be another way in. 11-5, and there's a big difference there between the 11-5 and the 6-10. I'll take the Harry Kane just to score and Tottenham to win at 6-5.
You know what, Harry Kane's annoying me because he is plainly a very, very good player. Now, that means I was wrong. I wrote him off there, and I hate being wrong about players.
What?
So every time he scores or does something great, I'm cursing him.
You should have backed him to win the Player of the Year. Then if he'd have won that, everything would have been forgiven, wouldn't it?
You're right.
We haven't got prices on that yet still, but I think he's got a great chance of
that. Yes. I think Hazard will win it, but he's got a very good chance.
Yeah. Chelsea players very rarely win it, Derek. Once, I think they've won it. In the history of the competition. And that's right. Through all that great, you know, under the Mourinho. I think Terry won it in the first Premier League.
Surely Lampard's won it, hasn't he?
No, I honestly don't think. Check back. I'm sure there's a general feeling that people don't like Chelsea. Players, you know, I'll double check it, but I'm sure I'm right in saying that Chelsea very rarely win it, especially in the modern era. And same goes this year, doesn't it? People just don't like Chelsea.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, Kane's probably got a bit about him where people, quite like him as well. Yeah.
And because we're recording this on Thursday as opposed to Friday morning, we haven't got those headline offers for the majority of the matches yet. Yeah. And that Harry Kane, in all likelihood, he'll be part of the headline offer.
Yeah, you wonder. I mean, if it's only 6-5 as it is now, you wonder how much bigger they can make that.
Get a bit of a boost, though.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll probably put someone else in there just to bump it up to maybe 2-1 or something. Mm. But if he's in the headline offer and you're getting any much bigger than 6-5, then I'd take that, definitely.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.